USDA Deputy Secretary visits Tennessee. Thanks for joining us, everyone. I'm Alyssa Bratton with Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. Krista Hardin, the United States Department of Agriculture Deputy Secretary, is in Tennessee this week visiting agriculture leaders, young farmers, and women in agriculture.
There's just absolutely no substitute from hearing it firsthand. Now, I'm a farm girl, grew up on a farm in Georgia. My parents are still there, so I definitely hear from them. But, you know, agriculture is different across the country, and I think it's important to me because I represent everybody at the department as deputy to hear what's going on, to hear problems, concerns, ideas, get advice. From farmers are always quick to tell me what we're doing right and wrong, so it's just no substitute.
From a Georgia peanut farm herself, Deputy Secretary Hardin was sworn in on August 12th of last year. Producers from Jefferson, Sevier, Knox, and Blount counties gathered at the Sevier County Farm Bureau office to listen to the Deputy Secretary and to share their concerns, issues, and thoughts for the future, among those being immigration reform, biotechnology, trade, and of course, a new farm bill.
Well, I don't want to jinx anything, but as we get closer to the end of January, I'm a little more hopeful that we're actually going to get a bill, maybe early February. I think there's a real interest from both House and Senate, both sides of the aisle, to get a bill. I remain very hopeful that by early February or into February, we'll have a bill, and I look forward to getting it implemented.
Hardin answered questions and was positive on several of the concerns farmers voiced, but challenged producers, we need to get out of our comfort zones and tell others why we farm.
We talk to ourselves very well, and we're very comfortable talking to ourselves, complaining to ourselves, but we need to be talking to the others. We need to use social media better. We need to engage those who look different from us, who come from different walks of life, to really talk about not only what we do, but the why we do it and what it means for the entire country.
Hardin also visited with students at TSU and UT Knoxville and spoke to the Soybean Promotion Board. Join us next time on Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.